Shem, everyone's here. I can see that everyone had a very uplifting Purim, and especially all their spirits have been uplifted with the spirits of Purim. And Baruch Hashem, we're all in one piece and healthy still after Purim. That's the biggest simcha we can have as we approach the days of Geula, the days of Geula. Mr. Shem, we should be zocher a Geula from all our hardships, all the corona, all the disturbances, and actually get to feel the real Geula coming, Mr. Shem.
Amen.
Thank you for your kind wishes on Purim. It was very much appreciated. And I advise to give all my brochas back to you. Kaflaim, that's what you gave to me. Okay, let's start this year. We'll have a little bit of summary because we've been out for 2 weeks. Summary where we're holding, and we'll take the position from there. So, Tully, if you want to bring up the Marma Comus, if you can. And we're going to start it. Okay, so we got these two pictures. There's a conflict on the surface. And we said on the right-hand picture, we have a scenario of you hired a worker and halfway through the day, he was supposed to water the fields and then the rain came instead. So he had no job to do the rest of the half of the day. Halacha, as the Shulchan Aruch puts out in Marmokan number one Aleph, is that you don't pay for work not performed. You only did half day's job. Other half, okay, it's an onus. He wants to do the job, he can't do the job. He doesn't get paid only for what he did. However, in the second case, you hired a ship. You take a ship and you want to transport your goods. You want to transport your goods and it sinks halfway through the journey. Obviously, I know this happens, sinking, no default in the ship. A hurricane came along, that's the end of the ship. And they want to know, do you get paid or not? So if you just roll it down a bit, the Marma Comus, to one base, to the, just roll it down. We'll see, there seems to be a different opinion over that. We saw, what's the situation, do you get paid or not for the whole job? I'm hiring this boat for my wine. So the dinner is according to the Shulchan Aruch at least. Even if you haven't paid him yet anything, and he's only done half the journey and it sank, you have to pay for the whole journey, even the bit he didn't do. Why? Because he tells you, that's what I mean. I'm prepared to carry on with the job. Just bring me the wine. Bring me the wine which is underneath the ocean and I'll take it the whole way. So that's not my fault. So therefore, it's not my fault. You have to pay for the whole job. Which is a bit of a steer to the fields case, where you only get paid for what you did, and you got no claim, it's not my fault. And over here, because of your claim of, it's not my fault, I want to carry on, you do get paid the whole job. That's a bit of a problem in the Machaber. In fact, in the Ramah, it's not such a problem, because the Ramah actually brings down the opinion of the Rosh, who says, just as in the case of the field, you only get paid half of the day, because that's what you did and not what you didn't do, even though it's not your fault. So similarly, in the journey case of the ship, you only get paid for half the journey which you performed, and the other half, which is not your fault, you still don't get paid. So it's uniformly consistent with according to Ramah. In both cases, even if it's not your fault, you only get paid for what you did. However, in the Machaber seems to be a steerer. One place he says, you only get paid for half of what you did, and in another case, he says, no, it's not. He wants to carry on. It's not a fault. He gets paid the whole job. So that was our big problem. And we came out with the Chiddush of the Chazanish as being the halachic pshat, which we answer the stira. With the Chazanish, it seems to be that the Shach also goes with this mahalach, but the Chazanish speaks it out. What's the difference? What's the difference? One case, you're paid only half. One, you get paid the whole lot. The difference is like this. The Chiddush of the Chazanish was near it. When you take a job on, and he takes a job on, in this case, of transporting your wine with his ship, and he sets a price. He sets a price for the whole job. Now, the whole job includes either getting you to the whole test relation, or payment is also due if you actually use my ship in such a fashion that my ship no longer exists. because of the job you're asking me to do. The highest collection, you take on all the onsen. The part of the deal is you're hiring me, so you're hiring me in such a fashion that if the job causes an onus to happen, then that the ship is no longer around, so then you're going to have to pay for that, and that's the price I'm fixing for that as well. So either you get to the journey destination and you're paying for the journey, or you're getting and using my ship in such a fashion that blows up because of the journey, even though it's not your fault, you're going to have to pay. Not because of damages, that's just an agreement of that's how much we're setting up the price for use of my ship. But in the MS era, unless if it happens, Taka, the ship sinks. That means you use my ship. Use my ship. There's two ways to use my ship and you pay. Either use my ship and get to the destination, or use my ship and sink my ship because of the journey, even though it's not your fault. So, therefore, you have to pay. You paid. You actually got what? You're actually paying for what you got. You got and use all my ship to such extent that it no longer exists, you have to pay for it. So, it's not that you're paying for half you didn't get. You're paying for everything that you did get. And part of the agreement was, you got everything over here because your job sank my ship. Okay, so there's no steerer. This the case of the field. There's no boat over there. There's no agreement over there to discuss that you use. Takia, you're only paying for the whole day's job. You only did half. You only get paid for what you did half over here. The agreement was you pay the whole money if either you get to the destination or the job causes my ship to sink. And it happens, the ship sank, so therefore the agreement was fulfilled and you have to pay. So therefore there's no contradiction, it's just a different type of agreement. Okay, that's the shot in the Machaba. With the Ramah, Taka, there's no difference in the Ramah. So Ashkenazim, there's no difference, you only ever paid half, the other half you never pay. According to Svartim, you pay the whole lot in the case where the job actually causes the demise of the worker's item. So therefore, come back to our question. We got two cases out there. If you put the Maromokums up, we can see the pictures of these two cases, and everyone can now give their opinion what's going to be the halacha, and that's where we are up to in our shiur. Therefore, based on these two pictures, we've got two pictures. What case are the ganenets? The ganenets, she's working, she's hired to look after the children, monthly basis, she gets paid for the job. And unfortunately, 1 week, either she gets corona and she's out of action for 10 days, or she's in bidud and she's out of action for 13 days, depending on the rules. Okay, she's now out of action. She can't do her gun. Onus, she can't perform the work to save her. Now, does she get paid? Does not she get paid? She definitely gets paid for what she did. But does she get paid for those days of where she can't work because of the onus? So the question is, in the das of the Ramah, do you ever get paid for work not performed? What do we say in the opinion of the Ashkenazim? Ramah, do you ever get paid for work not performed?
No.
So the Ramah, Ashkenazim, is nothing to discuss. You haven't done the work. You haven't been paid yet. So therefore, since you haven't done the work and you haven't been paid yet, so therefore Ramah would say that the opinion's out there, you never get paid for what you've done. So therefore, you're not going to get paid for those 10 days. But according to Svartin, there's some cases you get paid for the whole lot, even though the job wasn't yet done totally. And sometimes, no, you talk. So in the case of the waterlogged fields, even Svartim agree, you only get paid half. In the case of the ship, then you get paid the whole lot. We gave a reasoning of the Chaznish to differentiate between. So what's the case of the Ganenets? Is the case of the Ganenets, according to the Svartim, a case of the waterlogged fields, or is it the case of the ship sinking? Which case will the Svartim say?
It probably depends on what caused her bidud. If it was a personal thing that caused her bidud, then the Svarim would agree you don't get paid. But if it was because of the kids, let's say it was because of her doing the work in the gan, one of the kids shared corona with her, or one of the kids caused her going to bidud, then maybe the Svarim would say that she gets paid.
Okay, so Tuli is making a scenario where it's possible that she still gets paid according to the Svarim. Did everyone agree that there's a scenario over there that's according to the Svarti Pesach, that Taka, it's like the ship case. So he's saying, yes, it depends why she's in Bidud. And maybe therefore that's like the ship case. Anyone want to say different and say, no, that this is not exactly the same?
I mean, the ship case, it's almost like it's like insurance because he's making his ship available, which could get damaged. I don't see how that's. And so you're paying for that, right? Because it's something that, by using it, I don't see how that applies in the Ganena case at all.
Okay, so right, so that's a very, Steve is saying something very, very good. And we're going to highlight this, what Steve's saying, and maybe therefore agree what Steve's saying with the next question. The next question is, if you go to the back to the picture, we have a second case over there up for discussion, which was the bus case. I hired a company to take me to Svart. A whole group of people helped me come from Yerushalayim to Svart. You know, it started steaming and smoke come out of it. And the driver said, nothing's okay. It's okay. I can still get there. No one wants to carry on. So he discussed it with his boss. The boss said, okay, everyone, stay where you are. Stay put. 20 minutes, replacement bus. No one listened. They all decided, we're out of it. We're going our own way. And they went on their own way to Svart. And none of them want to pay for anything of the journey because they said, well, that's it. You didn't provide any of the service. We're not paying anything, okay? So the question is, yeah, there was an onus happened. The bus stopped on the way halfway through, and now they can't continue. So what's going to be a halakha? Do they get the wages or not the wages? Do you get paid or not get the paid? Now, let's discuss that. Again, going to Ashkenazim, do you ever get paid for journey, for work not performed? What do we say? Is there any scenario like that? Is there such a case existing? If you haven't yet paid, do you ever pay for journey for work not performed? According to Ashkenazim, what's going to be halacha?
No.
Great. But according to Svadim, now we can analyze what Steve's point is very carefully. According to Svadim, we've got now a case that is it in the scenario where it's like compared to the ship sinking, where you do get paid, even though the journey wasn't finished, because that's a part of the journey, part of the job caused the ship to sink. Because if there's no job, there wouldn't be any ship sinking, even though it's an onus, but no job to sink with the sink, and therefore you get paid. And you've got the waterlogged fields. The waterlogged fields, there's nothing over there, just rain comes, therefore the journey, nothing's over there. If you don't do work, then you only get paid for the work you did. Yeah. So the waterlogged fields, as far as I agree. In the case of the ship, they say, no, the ship, we actually paid the whole thing, even though half the job was done, because the journey actually, part of the job was that the ship's going to sink. If the ship sinks, then you're going to have to pay for that. It's part of the agreement. Okay. So now, how do you look at this bus case? Do you look at this bus case over here, like the waterlogged fields, and therefore you only pay for half, like Ashkenazim? Or do you look at it like the ship case that sinks, and therefore, you're going to have to pay for the whole thing because the job caused the demise of the item being hired. And therefore, you've got all your part of the agreements. If the job causes the demise of the item being hired, then you have to pay the whole thing. How does the Svartim will say in the case of the bus? What do you say over there now? It's very relevant to what was Steve saying. How do you actually touch this up of this bus case?
It seems like what Steve was saying, this is more similar to the bus case, to the boat case. They're both things that you had that agreement ahead of time. On the other hand, one could argue that this is worse because the boat that sunk in the water, that may have been due to the water, not the inherent flaw in the boat. While here, there may have been inherent flaw in the bus, that this was, this is where it was exposed, but the flaw was already there even before the trip.
But it doesn't.
Yes. Baruch, you want to say?
I think it's similar to the ship case because the part of taking a bus is there. It doesn't matter whether it was them who did it, but just that is the realization that it might break down in the middle. And I think it's important to take into account that they're even willing to replace it.
Okay, well, discuss that in a moment. The first stuff, is it comparable per se to the boat case or not? So it really defines that how do you actually read the boat case? You said there's an agreement, Mirosh, I'm going to pay you if you do the whole journey, or I'm going to pay you if my job is going to cause your ship to sink. Okay. And therefore, you're going to pay even if it sinks and doesn't get the destination. That was like the agreement, Mirosh. Now, what was that agreement? Is it the agreement? There's two ways to say that agreement. How do you actually speak out the agreement? You can speak out the agreement in two fashions. You can either say the agreement is that since it's very common that ships in water don't always get along with each other, and sometimes the water sinks the ship, And it's something which is very possible, which I understand at the beginning, that this journey could happen. So therefore, that's part of the deal. I say, Marosh, there's a very possible onus, which we all understand is possible over there. So therefore, I want you to, like Steve says, take the cover insurance. Okay. Part of the thing is that you want me to go on this journey? You want me to take that? You know, these things are dangerous over here. This sometimes happens. I want you to actually pay the whole, not the ship, but at least pay the whole wages if this happens. So if so, that's one way of understanding the agreements of why when it tuckers sinks, you're going to have to pay. Another way of understanding the agreements, what's another possible way to understand the agreements? That's the, let's say, the most posh way of understanding. Does anyone want to suggest another way of explaining the agreements and therefore that's why you paid for the ship?
I would say it's only if the actual job caused the course of action of your work was what caused the onus to happen, or in that process it happened.
Okay. Another way, like David is good saying, is that the agreement was, look, you're telling me to go on this destination. And since you're telling me to go to from Portsmouth to Yaffa, that means I have to go across the Mediterranean Sea, and that's over there. After, because of your journey, you're telling me to go to a Pacific location. So therefore, it's not just a common thing to happen with boats. It's actually the job is actually directing this to happen, because if you were going to New York instead, you've never gone there. And so because the actual requirements of the job actually caused that demise. The requirements of the job actually caused the demise. The job, if it wouldn't be there, it wouldn't have happened. So therefore, the job is actually making it sink in a way. You need two things to make it sink. You have to be over there and you have to have the storm. So it's a partnership. I got you over there and then the storm came and that sank. So me, actual job caused it to be a demise. It's not just stubborn insurance policy. That's things. So now we come to those two ways of looking at what exactly the agreement is. We can now apply it to both our cases. In the case of the bus case, I hired you to go from Yerushalayim to Tzfat. Yeah? The reason why the bus never made it was because of the journey destination or not? Is it because he was going specifically on that path and that path is the demise together with something else that created the demise? Then it's obviously like the boat case, and obviously going to have to pay even if you didn't get over there because the actual definition of job made it down. Or on the other side of the coin, if the just done agreements is no, you're going to pay for any damage that comes along. That's normal. That could happen on this type of hiring. So it doesn't matter what the location is. So what do you think? What do you think is there any nafgemina? Is there any nafgemina? Which way you interpret it in respect to the bus drive? Is it always going to be like the ship?
The insurance way is definitely would be tied for the whole thing. In the insurance approach, the same business agreement, from the beginning.
Okay, and what about the other way? You just chose the easy one. No,
the other way you could argue, like I was arguing before, that if it wasn't because of the journey, and this would have happened even if he drove to his friend's house, even if he drove anywhere we would have driven, this would have happened because there was an inherent problem, a defect in the bus already. Okay. Then you wouldn't be
fine. This reason why it's smoking didn't work is just because of kilometers, and it doesn't matter the kilometers in this direction, that direction. Therefore, my specific requirements to go to this direction didn't necessarily, the job itself caused the demise. Just driving it causes its demise after a certain amount of kilometers. Maybe there's room to look that maybe that's not the same as the case of the boats. But even in that, Steve will say, no, maybe not. Maybe it's still the same. Why? Steve, why would you say it's still the same, even if you learn that agreement like that?
Because, I mean, there's a million, also in the boat, like there's a million factors, right? I mean, it happened during the job. Like the job caused it. I mean, that seems like a crazy distinction. Like if the bus went over a pothole, then, you know, it's one din. But if the, you know, the engine just failed, then it's a different din. That seems weird.
Why not? If you hired a bus, Steve, and then on the way it broke down, what's your first conclusion? That, wow, we really messed up in choosing this route. We chose a really dangerous route for bus, or this bus company's got really bad buses that need to be repaired.
No, I understand, but I would say that regardless of which way, I mean, I think it's to make a distinction. That seems, you know, you could, otherwise, how could you say you're chayiv in the other case? No one knows.
Steve said a very good example. The boat case is like if there's a pothole in the road. So therefore, only this place would have actually made it break. And you made me go this place. So therefore, okay, that's the boat case. But here, every direction, it's the kilometers, yeah? Any direction it goes, no, it's going to break, yeah? Any direction it's going to break. So if there's any direction is going to break, then of course, every job which is being asked is the cause of its demise. Every job is going to be, doesn't matter, is this direction? Of course, just saying, take me on the job, doesn't matter which location, I just want you to take me, will be the demise of the bus in such a case. So in the bus, it's a bit hard to hear. There's a difference in the two peshatim, whether you're going to have to pay or not. The chora, in both ways of learning, you would have to say it's like the coat case, like the boat case, and in the boat case, according to svartim, not called the svartim, called the boat case, you would have to pay even if you didn't get there. So in the svartim, it's hard to say. Now, what did Eric say? Because Eric said something to me. What did he say?
Eric said the vehicle must be intrinsically capable to do the job, as that is what is being sold.
Yeah, so that's a bit like what Tony was saying. Maybe it was a whole thing mecha task from the beginning because you never could get to the destination.
Slightly differently. I would say, as far as the people who are on the bus, is considered to be an onus if the bus breaks down. As far as the bus owners, it's only an onus if something happens to the bus. If the bus is due to break down at 250,000 kilometers and it breaks down at $250,000, that's not an onus. It just hit its number. So that's not even onus. It's klapei the riders, it's an onus. Klapei the bus company, it's not even an onus.
Okay, so that's a very halakhic way of defining exactly what Eric and Tony said. It's just saying, what are you talking about? It's own because of the job. What do you mean because of the job? It may be intrinsically faulty, and it's all intrinsically destined to demise at this kilometer. It's got nothing to do with the job over there. Okay, so we got different opinions out there about the bus case in the eyes of the Sfardim. When it comes to the genetic case, will the Sfardim make them have to pay while she's in Bidud? So Tuli wanted to say it should make a difference whether she's in Bidud or got corona because of one of the gun members or not. If it's because of one of the gun members, then it's the job itself which caused her to lose her, be able to break down. She herself is the ship. That's what Tuli wants to say.
Based on one of our svaros.
She herself is broken down because of the job, because of one of the children breaking her. Okay, so are we prepared to say such a thing? Well, it definitely won't cover all the members of the gun. Just it will cover, that type of svara is only applicable to the actual child itself. Yes.
No, but it's still because of the job. The point is, if it happened as a work accident, whether it was the wallpaper that fell down, you know, it happened on the job, then
now, think like this. Did we all hire as a galnetic together and we're a group hire? Or every individual hired the galnetic as a separate galnetic agreement? Think, it's not the same as the bus case. Bus case is we as a group, a member, hook up together, 50 people, hired a bus. You have got 50 individuals of it, one contract with a group of 50. Fine. So therefore, we can discuss your contract as a group. This created the demise. Over here, we've got 10 children over here, 10 separate parents, hiring her, nothing to do with each other, having their own contracts. And they're basically saying, at 9 of the 10, they're saying to her, says, we didn't cause our job, contract didn't cause your demise at all. It was something else. For, can't be asked. It's like a separate factor that did it. Another child did it, not our contract. Another contract that did it to it.
It's still because of
then, if it's not our contract that caused your demise, our contract caused demise, then there's enough gemina of the two ways how to land. Yes,
agree. That I agree.
It's some insurance policy that, you know, when you're hiring ganelits nowadays in the time of Corona, it's quite possible and shaykh that should be knocked out for a week or so due to the being involved in such a job. So therefore, you're going to have to pay even when she can't perform the job. If so, that's that insurance policy, as Steve said, then in Okanami, even though their child is not the one of the cause and their contract's not the cause, but it's understood that this is the achieve of payments when you hire a Ganenix nowadays. However, according to the other side, it has to be the job itself, which is the cause of the demise. Then the other nine parents can clearly say, our contract never caused your demise. There's something, therefore, why should we pay? Yeah, so therefore, again, in the case of the Ganenic case, there's definitely enough gemina between the two ways how you go in the Machaber. So summarized, in the eyes of the Ramah, you never pay any more Ashkenazim, you never pay for anything you don't receive. In Sadim, they do if it's the case of the boat. Is it the case of the boat case in the case of the bus and the Ganenic? In the bus, there's very good room to say it is, unless it's a Stamah Mekachtos, which everyone's saying it could be, and therefore otherwise you would pay. But in the case of Galnenit is, since we have two ways to understand this boat case explanation, even after the Chazon Ish, we still have two ways to understand it. If it's some insurance, then you're going to have to pay. If it's some, I'm the cause, then I'm not the cause. It's one kid out of 10. What did Eric say? Eric has a point or a question. What did he say?
Eric got irony. If you cannot work because of a work accident, you do not get paid. If it is a medical issue not due to work, you are entitled to Chofesh Machala.
Okay, that's it. That is in a case where you have an agreement where you're a recognized government worker. I'm not talking about the government laws and the government's payments for compensation. It will say that the government itself will compensate you in not such a case, which many Ganenets do get compensated due to Bitur Chlumi and their registration. But we're not discussing that point. We're talking about the actual hischivers between the parents and the Ganenit. And that point is only to do with Bitur Chlumi and the government's responsibility for the weapons.
I want to ask a question about the Dayan Svara, about if only one child caused the Ganenit to get it, that only that child should have that tchiv and not the other nine. Meaning the boat case, he's not causing, the guy that hired the boat is not causing the boat to sink. It's some outside factor that caused it. But the point is it happened toha job, and that's why you have that. So here too, it doesn't matter.
That's why Steve's case was, example was very good. He's saying that it did cause, because I told you to go to that area. You wouldn't bechla go to that area. It's my schura which is making you go over there. And it's the position plus the storm that makes you stink and sink. And it's the same as Steve's example of the boat, the bus with a pothole. I'm directing you to the pothole to action. Therefore, it's a combination. It's a combination of the time. It's not like the Ganenic case where I'm not directing you at all to deal with this person, to have them in the gun, and therefore I'm not telling you to get damaged by this child. It's not comparable at all. So therefore, we have two options over there to learn. Okay. So Ashkenazim v'Shulot, Svadim, he has room in both cases to say yes, and there's room in both cases to say no, even in the Svadim case. So let's carry on and see. See, we're going to introduce some sorrows over here. We're going to introduce some sorrows over here in the next case. Yeah. If you want to open up Mar Makomas, thank you. So really what we're holding now at the moment is that there seems to be, with the Ashkenazim we have clear halacha, Sfardim not so clear. So if you go up, we're going to until you've gone too far down. Yeah, that's it. We're going to introduce you as Shailam is asked to one of Ramot Chashtan. It was one of the Koshiva Dayonim in Bnei Brak. In his sefer, he brings it out of Shailam. Yeah, it's Nagar to Kablon, to builders. Let's see what the Shailam over here. Kablon is Kablon. The part of the agreement was, you know, you have to shiputzim in this particular house, and we're going to do it all, and we have a set amount of job to do and money paid for it. Okay. Covers mamatashi achlovodazo, and they obviously fix the time when they're going to start, and basically, be'elech, how it's going to finish. What happened? He started the job. So actually, for at the proper time, in the middle, suddenly, he disappeared. Now, it's quite common, let's say a minority of Kablonim do this, but it's enough to be that quite common. Suddenly, the Kablon disappears in the middle of the job. And the Balabai says, and the Balabai says, Natukua. The first Kablon, he's not saying, I'm not going to do it. He said, not today, tomorrow come. Not today, not tomorrow. Some sort of excuses every time. Yeah? Week to week. The Balabais, Nigram, Agmas, Nefesh, Vasa, Machmazer. And he's got, the guy, he's got real sad. In the middle of the work, it just disappears. And he said he's coming back, but he never comes back. Basically got a whole bullock on his house. Yeah, she says, lichluch, dirt flying around, the sand over there, the floor is half done. Come on to bed, she puts. Not sorches a mock in the shaman, and you can't use the area properly because it's half built. Yeah. Can so now the side is Yochul Lisko Kablon. Can you just forget about the first Kablon, first builder, and just bring somebody else in? Now the first Kablon is saying, I'm gonna do the job, I'm gonna come, and keep pushing him off day to day, week to week. He doesn't turn up, but he's not saying he's not coming. So can you just ignore him and take another Kablon? That's the basic shayla. So what do we want to learn from him? What's the shayla in halacha we want to know? We've got a shayla in halacha. That's a worker you hired. He's done part of the job. He says he's going to come back, and he's not coming back in a timely manner. Is that good enough to say, forget about him, I'm just going to chuck him out, as if the Kablan says, I'm not doing it anymore, and just bring somebody else in the replacement? Or do you say, for the fact he says, I'm going to come back, I'm stuck, I'm on tuku with this Kablan, and I have to keep with him and just keep with my dirty house until he actually comes and finishes the job? That's the Shaila on the table for us to discuss. So if you look...
Should Baruch leave for this part?
No, Baruch doesn't do this. This is why Baruch gets so much jobs, because he is very careful that this never happens by him. So if we go back to our Marmokomus, we'll see, if you look at Marmokom number 3, there seems to be a Machlokus, and I want you to ask you, is there Machlokus? And we're going to use it for our cases as well. Says Rav Kiva Eger, the following. If you go a bit further down, yeah, Rekiv Eger says like this: Hamosa dova lachaveo larob, you give over something to be weaved, to a worker to weave. Kadoma bakablonus, he's going to get paid for the job. Ve'ira onus leoman, yeah, a certain onus happened to the worker. Yeah, so let's give Donlaka schus for the kablan. Maybe he's got certain onus as well. You know, he's got certain workers, and now he's that half of them are not allowed in the country, and he's now stretched to extremes, and he's got all jobs going on, and he has to choose which one to do. So let's say it's a type of onus that's preventing also the couple of Donald Kostos. You have to Donald Kostos, every person, even if he's not speaking out, the reason why he's not turning up. So let's say the best example for the couple of why he's not turning up, just pushing you off, is because of the onus, similar to this case of Ruki Becker. What's the din? He's just not turning up. He says he's going to carry on. What's going to be the din? Yes, Roma. The Balabas can't just say, okay, forget about you. He can't say that. He can turn around to you and say, look, I'm not an hourly worker. And therefore, since I'm not an hourly worker, you can't take the job away from me. I'm a job worker. This, the job is mine. The project is mine. I'll continue. Don't worry. I'll continue once the onus is stopped, when I get the access to all my workers that are allowed in the country and there's no more onus. I'll continue. So in he can't get rid of him because of the onus is not his fault. His onus is not his fault. You can't get rid of the worker. In lo shiroyish shesachle zenosman, unless if you wait, then it's going to work. I need it now. If I don't have it now, the whole thing's useless. So I think, okay, I should really wait for you. But lemaisa, I need it now. And if you don't give it me now, it's useless. Then taka, you can get rid of him. Go to the shorach haregel, for example. You're doing it for yontif, and the onus of the, in this case, the beggar, you're buying a garment to your wife, you know, Mrs. Yontif, that's why you asked it to give her a garment for yontif. And if you don't do it by yontif, there's no point. The whole job is useless. So even if it's an onus, then I can get rid of you. But without having time constrictions, since I need it now, then if there's an onus that prevents him continuing, but he wants to continue afterwards, then you're not allowed to take the job away. So it's a big limit. The Rekiva Eger is telling us that once you sign the contract, particular contractor, then the halacha is, according to Rekiva Eger, if he gets tekua in the job because of an onus, they can't continue, but he will be able to continue at some stage, then the bala boss has to wait in Savlonut until the onus disappears and allows the contractor to finish it off and do the job and be able to get his wages. Because contractor, by definition, is once you sign the contract, the job's his. And it's the onus that's making it extend the time to be performed. Okay, so the onus makes it prevented, but still you can't take it away in such a scenario. That seems to be what Rocky Vega is saying. So here we have a scenario that not the onus stopped the job halfway through and it can't be finished. It's a case of the owner stopped the job in such a fashion that it can be finished. Just wait a little bit. Wait a little bit, and then it'll be finished. Then that's the scenario. And Rav Akiva Eigen saying such a scenario that Eloch Anami, you can't throw away the worker in such a case. You have to wait. So if there's such a locha, what I want to use for in our case of the bus, what do I want to tie in the case of the bus using this Rukiv Eger? What I want to save out of this Rukiv Eger for the bus case? How are we going to relate to what Rukiv Eger's chiddush is in Hilchus Polim for our bus case scenario?
Thank you. Travels
after with the 20 minutes.
Yeah, there wasn't an onus, but they're able to repair it. That's not a big enough of notice that they can say I'm not going to pay because of that.
Okay, Shmuel said, and Baruch is also saying, is that what did the boss of the company, which promised the job of transporting them from Yerushalayim to Tzfat say, what message did he give over to all the clients? The bus is stopped halfway through or quarter way through, what did he say? What message did he give over?
Replace the bus.
Wait 20 minutes. Replace the bus. So the worker's not saying, forget about it. The owner's forget about it, and we're not going to get you there, but still pay. It's not the case of the ship case that says, we're finished, but still pay. That's the ship case. Here we've got a case of, we're temporarily out of action. Just wait a little bit. We'll finish the job to what you want. Huh? In such a scenario, that's not the ship case. That's Rav Akiva Eger's case. Rav Akiva Eger says, Taka, once you've got a contract with a hired worker, and he's this tekua because of an onus that says, wait a little bit, you taka have to wait. But taka have to wait. Okay, so that should be the halacha is, in that case, where they didn't wait, do they have to pay for everything? What's going to be the halacha, according to Rinky Vega?
Yeah. Yes.
And that'll be even, yes. According to the Ramah?
Even according to the Ramah? Because it's not the boat case. In the case of the boat case, the job's finished halfway through. Do you get paid for the whole lot? Discussion, Marno, Machaber says yes. And we want to know, is it like the boat case? Also, we don't know if it's like the boat case. It could be, it could not. But here, this is not the boat case. This is the case where we can finish the job. Just wait a little bit. That's where we keep Vega. It says, Taka, owner stops you finishing it now, but just says, wait a little bit. Taka, Enoch and Nami, finish it in such a case. Okay, so therefore, according to Rav Akiva Eger, they would definitely have to pay. Now, is this the Kulam? Let's go to the next Gemara, Malcolm, and see if it fits in the Kulam or not. Let's go to our next Gemara, Malcolm. If you look at the Orach HaSukkim, he says like the following. Hasocha es apoil. Somebody hires a worker. Nechas ba'angriya. Now that's called doing civil duty. He was taken into the army for to do civil service, to do his a month job in the army, lavodas hamelach for the king. And now, obviously, while he's been doing his miluim, he can't do work. Yeah. After the miluim, he wants to carry on. So he's out for a month because of an onus, because of miluim. No one knew that this was going to happen. Suddenly came up. He's a miluim for a month. He's now takua for a month. He can't continue the building job for a month. He's a miluim. He wants to carry on afterwards. So what's the din? Can you chuck him out or not? According to Rabbi Bega, no, you can't. Yeah? Unless it's like Yom Tov. So Shinu b'Tosefta. So Orach HaShulchan brings down the Tosefta. Afilu yaseh ma'anga ba'od yomayim. Even if the miluim is 2 days, not a month. Just 2 days is out of action. Ein sar chabalin lahartim alof. The owner doesn't need to wait. Bishalim ha-shosav yiskopolacha. He doesn't need to wait. He can hire somebody else to do the job. He doesn't need to wait. And that's a tesefta he's bringing. Now, Ruki Vega is not likely to argue when it's a tesefta. So the shaila is this Ruki Vega Taka arguing with this Orach HaShulchan, which would be a bit swear because at the end of the day he's arguing with the tesefta. Or there's a way of saying that the tesefta, which the Orach HaShulchan is quoting, doesn't argue with Ruki Vega. Is there a way of saying it or not?
The tesefta is a poel, and the Mavakir is talking about a contractor.
Okay, is a poel? That's one answer. Danny, you want to say something about it, Danny?
I was going to say the same thing, that Rabbi Akiva's case is Kablanos, and this is a Sechir Yom.
Okay.
It's a different answer, which is, could be that the poel is hired to do something by a certain time, where there's actually part of his work, he has to get it done by a certain time.
Very good. Very good.
Even so a suit for the Chasana.
Yeah, very good. So even Rav Kiva Egas mentioned in his own halacha, there is a scenario you can push away the work and get somebody else. Place. And that's, he said, it's Ivan two fashions. Ivan said, you know, this guy you're hiring to weave the beggars, he's not a Paul Yom, he's a project. He's bought the project. He's not stumped being paid to do any work for on an hourly basis. Meaning, implicit to that is that, like what Danny and David said over there, that if it would be a poll, Rav Kiva Vega would ask him, look, I'm only paying you on an hourly basis. And now, the next 10 hours, you can't come. Okay, I'll get somebody else. I don't have to keep you. A kablan who gets the whole contract means the whole project. I can't take over the project. But a poll, there's no project. It's just hourly worker. So I can chuck you out. So therefore, he would learn the tesefta is talking about a boil, so he can chuck him out and get something else. Or other alternatives like Boros said. And Ruki Vega stress that even sometimes with a project, a Kablan guy who's got a project, you can still get rid of him if by the delay, it makes the whole job useless. I have a specific time that it has to be done. I've got a whole conference coming. I need you to build in me stands to have in the ulam for the conference. Okay, you got an onus, miluim, and you're prepared to build the stands after you come back. But after you come back, there's no more conference. I don't need stands after the conference. So therefore, Ricky Baker says, if it's a time-bound job, that's meaning that has to be completed by Sunday, otherwise it's useless, they're not going to turn away. So therefore, that's another reason why he'll say that it could be possible what the Tzitzit is talking about. So therefore, we have no basis to say there's really a machlokas going on. It depends on the case. If it's a time-bound case, that's completely useless to wait. They know not how many can chuck them away. If it's not time-bound, it's just inconvenience and distress about its onus, because then you have to wait. Then you have to wait in such a scenario. So therefore, based on that rule, we look at both cases now and try and get the answers over here. We've got the bus case and the builder, the Kablan case. where you had a kablan, and now he's just not turning up. But he says, I'm going to continue. Let's don the kafskus. He's got some old owners. Half his workers have disappeared, or they're in the middle of him, or something else. And he's just waiting for the bus where he can turn back up again. Do you have to wait or not have to wait in the case of the bus and in the case of the kablan? Do you have to wait or not? Let's say Rukhi Vega's the halacha. No reason to say that one anyone argues with it, but he has got exceptions where you can't, don't have to wait. So what does our cases fit in? Fit into the exceptions or the standard rule of waiting? What do you think?
With the bus, you certainly would need to pay because they're able to provide the service.
Yeah, within 20 minutes. Now, less, as Tuli mentioned some time back, it's Erev Shabbos. And 20 minutes is timed to be, you know, siren blowing. Yeah. So, Enoch and Nami, maybe it's not something they ask you. You have to depend. Very unlikely scenario that ever 20 minutes will be a problem. But you can build a picture, a particular case where that 20 minutes will be useless. Yeah. If it's after the siren, Shkia is going to really be there. And we don't want to be around on Shkia unless we get straight over here. Of the thing, Enoch Hanami, then 20 minutes is not an option, and therefore maybe I can say, forget it, I'm going to get something else. But unlikely, most cases are not going to be like that. People wouldn't leave so late on a Friday in the first place, unless they have a real traffic jams and then the car blows up, and then the old problems that gets the day, and 20 minutes then makes a big factor. I like to fact, but Enoch Hanami, you have such a thing, then maybe you get a replacement. But general, the case of the bus case, Taka, they have to wait, and if they don't, they have to still pay the whole wages in such a case, even according to Ramah, because we keep it Egan. But what about the case of the Kablan? That's more of a question to just analyze. So what's the opinion of everybody out there? I know what Paul's going to say.
The Kablan should be paid, of course.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Kablan always gets paid.
There's another factor with the Kablan. Aside from, we said, an objective reason. You have a wedding, he's building something for a wedding, and you know you could objectively say it's not done on time. But let's say while you're waiting for the Kablan to build your house, you're paying rent somewhere else. So now the delay is costing you money. So to what extent is that a factor? Or should that be a factor?
So we've got, yeah, so that's something to add. What happens if the delay is costing you money like a rent?
Agmat Nefesh is a form of Nezik, no?
Right. I don't think you need money. I think you need Agmat Nefesh is enough of a time factor. The person is suffering day by day. It's going to affect his work, his family, his health.
So both Danny and Shmuel are saying, forget about there's a renting place. Look, he's living in the place, not renting, but the whole place is a balagan, and it's just carrying on with no limits. That seems to be over there that says when it's going to finish, and you're going to have mental distress of the whole family in such a time. So yes, that is something to take into account, and it's not black and white in such a case of the Kablan that you can say you always have to wait. You're going to have to take into account what are the hashlachot, as we say, what are going to be the effects of the delay. Is it going to be so detrimental that the effects of the delay will just cause that they can't live? Just can't live as a normal family. They can't live, as understood, that they won't be able to manage Bechlar under these circumstances, especially when there's no time limit given by the Kablan that says, look, this is where the onus is going to go up to, and so this is where we'll definitely be able to come in. You should realize this period of time is summer onus, so at least he knows there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Some people have mental distress because they don't know when it ends. It's fakers. As long as you give them a timetable, often that calms them down, and they can live with it. So therefore, you have to weigh up the case with the Kablan. Whether it's really like the Rabbi Vega's case where you have to wait or not, is it like the Yontov case where you don't have to wait? It really is something to weigh up and under the factors in such a case. So in economic, that case, it depends. So we discovered tonight, I think it's a good time to the place to stop at this stage. We discovered basically an answer to all the cases where we have over here. The Ganenic case, we said for sure you only pay half in the eyes of the Ashkenazim. Svardim, most likely you also only pay half. Definitely nine of the parents who didn't cause the downfall of the Ganenic to get into Bidud. There's maybe a bit of logic over there that maybe they still have to pay, depending how you land. Okay, that's most stodim say the ganenet you would won't have to pay. In the case of the bus case, even if you want to say it's the negligence maybe of the company that they put out a bus which can't get there, and therefore, of course, they don't get paid, but they said just wait 20 minutes because they didn't do it on purpose. It is takana onus. So waiting 20 minutes is not enough to say he can't do the job. It's not like the boat case, and therefore, wait 20 minutes unless it's going to get you after shkia on Friday where we will have different results over there. So that's where we are holding in those cases. The case of the boat case, you would pay. In the case of the Ganenic case, you probably won't pay in that scenario. Case of the Kablan case, you naturally would need to wait if it's just 2 or 3 days. If it's something unlimited and agmas nefesh and very imposing on the whole living experience, and there's no time limits, then most likely in such a case we would don it in scenario that it's no, you can't live like this, and you can get a couple on in under those circumstances. So that's where we summarize everything. We'll see. That's for Godel where we're going to Paskin. There are a few little factors which we'll bring in next week, which will just add maybe a bit of flavor to the case of it, and we'll discuss it next week. This is Shem, and I think next week, we still got a share next week, even though it's already Rosh Chodesh Nissan, but we go after Shabbos. It's Motzei Shabbos, we always know it's really a continuation of Shabbos, and it's still in Chodesh Adar. So, Mr. Shem, we're still having a share next week, and have a wonderful week, and Siyata Dishmaya. Kol ma'aseh yadeihem should be matzliach and business and learning and ruchnis and gashmis, nachas from all the family. Siyata d'shmaya. Thank you.
Yeah, good luck.